I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. A few months ago, I was shopping at a store in Canton, and at the checkout, I shared some of what I was planning to preach on Sunday with the clerk. I will call him J.F. J.F. listened respectfully and then told me his problem with God. His mother had been diagnosed with cancer, and he prayed that God would heal her. God did not heal her, and she died. He was asking for a miracle sign, didn't get it, so now he has no need for God in his life. To be clear, I'm not trying to minimize the grief he felt and still feels with the loss of his mother, and I'm not saying we should not ask for miracles of healing from God. But when we make our belief in God contingent on God performing a miracle or sign for us so we can believe, I think that is too far. Signs are an important theme in the Gospel of John. In John 2, Jesus turns water into wine. In John 4, Jesus heals the nobleman's son. In John 5, Jesus heals the man at the pool of Bethesda. In John 6, Jesus feeds the 5,000. In John 9, Jesus gives sight to the man born blind. In John 11, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. The signs authenticate Jesus as the Son of God so that people would believe in him. John 20, 30-31 tells us that these things have been written so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life in his name. John 6 includes the feeding of the 5,000, but also the interaction of some of the 5,000 the day after the feeding. Listen to John 6, 26-30. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to him, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Therefore they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do?" John Calvin called this question the most wicked question, based on Matthew 12:39, in which Jesus says, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign." Jesus answers the question this way in John 6:32 and following. "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out." Jesus emphasizes belief. Let me close with a few other answers for those seeking God to perform a miraculous sign for them. First, God has done many miracles. God still does many miracles. Some miraculous signs are recorded in Scripture to authenticate his messenger or to demonstrate his capability. Miracles help individuals at the time, but they are done for all of us to see so that we can believe in God. When I read of the feeding of the 5,000, I believe it. I don't have to see it. Secondly, God must be understood as he is, not as someone might want him to be. God is a sovereign and the sovereign creator. Man is under God's sovereignty. We should not ask God to perform a sign for us so that we can believe in him. Third, seeing a miracle sign does not necessarily result in people believing in God. Pharaoh saw 10 and did not believe. Some Jews who witnessed Lazarus' resurrection from the dead did not believe. Some who ate of the bread when the 5,000 were fed did not believe. Simon Magus, in Acts chapter 8, outwardly believed, but inwardly his heart was not right. Fourth, it is always right to pray and ask. I ask God to heal the sick. But when you pray and ask, do not ask for a miraculous sign so that you can believe. Your belief in God should be dependent on God and his word, not in him somehow proving himself to you in a moment of crisis or need in your life. Christian trusts God with whatever answer God gives. I am not sure if J.F. would accept my answers as to why he did not see a miraculous sign, but I think they do give a reasonable response to those who are earnestly looking to God by faith. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.